In 1944, farmers and soldiers of the small village Pronhani, Serbia, helped shelter downed airmen after their plane was targeted by Nazi pilots. Locals fed, housed, and tended to wounded airmen, even though they didn't have to. Brigadier General Randy Houston, representing USAFE Command, remarks the true kindness of the Serbian people.
It's quite amazing when you think about the fact that these folks had very little to eat themselves, and yet they gave all the food they had to the airmen, who they didn't know, didn't speak their language, very, very different, and yet they welcomed them as their own family members, welcomed them into their home.
The operation to airlift these stranded airmen was called the Halyard Mission and would become the largest rescue mission of downed American and Allied airmen.
The people here have just done a tremendous service to the United States and to the Allied cause during World War II. And this is just a chance to kind of come back again and remind folks of the true nature of the Serbian people, which is people who give their all for other people that they might not even know.
Every year, U.S. Embassy members, Allied forces, and local Serbs join on the makeshift airfield created over seven decades ago to commemorate the efforts of past generations.
Serbia and America have had a long history, and it's been a great history, and I'd like to build on that. I would like to continue to advance the relationship to make it as strong as I know it can be.
As partnership between the U.S. and Serbia continues to grow, it's with hope that the past can carry on to shape a united future. Senior Airman Emma Mayen, Pronhani, Serbia.